Jobs, jobs, jobs.
All right, let's take a micro-level look at the U.S. economy for the next few minutes. It's a tough market out there for summer job seekers, and tough means it's competitive. Hello there, Laura.
Yeah.
We're going to call you our little data point this morning. A couple of things about you. You're 18 years old, right?
Yep.
From Lino Lakes, Minnesota?
Yep.
What gig have you managed to find as a summer job so far?
I have a small retail job. I was planning on working 20 hours a week there and finding another job, but I'm only working 4 hours a week, if that, and it's been really difficult.
Four hours a week, minimum wage, or are you doing better than that?
Yep, minimum wage.
4 hours, minimum wage. I mean, you spend more money in gas getting out there and getting back home, right?
Yep, it's half hour away.
And Laura Ryder, who is our guest this morning, you know, the kinds of people who you're competing with out there for a job, they're not necessarily other 18-year-olds, right?
Nope, they're not.
Who are they?
They're people my mother's age. They're like 30 and plus, up even higher than that. And it's really difficult when, you know, I'm 18 years old and I've had one other job before this, and, you know, they might have worked in retail 10-plus years, and when people are looking to hire somebody, they're going to go for somebody who's had more experience than me, and it's really difficult trying to get my voice in when I don't really have one.
Laura Ryder, 18-year-old in Minnesota, looking for a job, having difficulty competing with workers twice her age. Diane Ryder, you're Laura's mom?
Yes, I am.
You're not trying to take a job away from your daughter, are you?
No, not right now. Not right now.
But do you understand her predicament here?
Absolutely do, and I have seen it myself. I'm surprised when I go into some of these places where you typically would see younger workers, you know, 16, 17, 18-year-olds, and you actually see, it looks like people that are probably trying to raise a family who have lost jobs, or the elderly, you know, that you normally you wouldn't see under these circumstances there.
So what is that like, Laura, to be competing against people who need the job way more than you do? And, you know, I know you need the job, but you're not raising a family. You're sort of food on the table doesn't depend on this summer job, right?
Yeah. It's difficult because everybody has their problems. You know, I'm trying to pay for my car, pay for insurance, and start paying for college because I'm going to be a sophomore. And that's really difficult because I need money to pay for college so I don't have all these loans at the end of it, you know?
All right, Laura Ryder, hold on there. She's an 18-year-old in Minnesota having a very difficult time finding even solid part-time job. 4 hours a week is all she's able to get. Diane Ryder, who understands her daughter's predicament, is author of the blog It's All Good Until You Burn Your Dinner, has written about this predicament for her daughter and is actually a member of the demographic group that's competing for these jobs. The unemployment rate for teens, although it's a difficult statistic, is about 70%. Fewer than 3 in 10 American teenagers are able to find summer jobs this summer. Betsy Stevenson is a former chief economist for the Labor Department under President Obama, now an assistant professor at the Wharton School, on the line from Philadelphia. Betsy, what's going on here? Do you have sympathy for Laura and Diane?
Oh, absolutely. Of course I have sympathy for them. This is what we see in the tough labor market, is that the youngest people are the ones who tend to get crowded out. I think Laura did a really great job of articulating why it is that she struggles to find a job when there are so many people with so much more experience competing against her. And normally those people would not be competing for entry-level jobs like Laura is competing for, but they would have better jobs. But what ends up happening is that when there's not enough jobs in the economy, everybody scrambles for whatever they can get. That's part of the reason why you simultaneously hear, for instance, people complaining about how college graduates are in jobs where they're not using their skills or are underemployed. But at the same time, when we take a look at what's going on with college graduates, we see that they've got an unemployment rate of 3.9% right now. So what they're doing is they're taking jobs that wouldn't necessarily typically go to a college graduate, so that degree is keeping them in the labor market. That same kind of thing is happening when we're talking about what's going on with Laura and with summer jobs.
One thing
I wanted to highlight was that, you know, the president's stimulus that is now long expired, but you know, a lot of people don't know what was in it. And you know, one of the first things that was in it was money for summer jobs for youth, because we do think that, you know, helping youth get the experience, not just, you know, Laura helping her save money so she can go to college, but also having a work experience, getting up every morning, having to get to work, taking on that responsibility, it's really good for them. It's important for their development. And so there was money set aside for that in the stimulus. There were a lot of teens like Laura who were hired because of that, but it expired. And that's the kind of thing, you know, we can choose to have the government do, or we can choose to not have them do.
Right. That's Betsy Stevenson, assistant professor at Wharton, who is former chief economist for the Labor Department under President Obama. So, Laura, you turned 18 in the wrong year. How does that feel?
You know, it's difficult, but I guess I just have to make the best out of what I have and the situation that I'm in. So,
Diane, tell me how important it is for your daughter to get a job in terms of the kind of work experience that you had on our way out here of the segment.
I do believe it's very important for her to have a job. As Betsy said, I think that it does teach responsibility. It teaches discipline. It helps kids learn how to manage money like I did. Independence and just even pride of having their own money and income, that, so that they can purchase things that they would like or to achieve goals that they would like, such as earning for college or a car or, you know, paying for their own insurance.
Yeah, it's a very difficult time. Diane Ryder is a mom from Llano Lake, Minnesota, author of the blog It's All Good Till You Burn Your Dinner, and Laura Ryder, an 18-year-old, her daughter from Llano Lake, Minnesota, working only 4 hours one day a week in this tough job environment. Betsy Stevenson, any sign things are going to improve? We've only got 30 seconds.
You know, I think, as you know, we've been adding jobs every month for the last 27 months, but not fast enough. So improvement is coming, but we're going to have to be a bit more patient.
Betsy Stevenson, former chief economist for the Labor Department under President Obama, now an assistant professor at Wharton. Thanks and good luck to all three of you.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
It was great talking with you.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.